Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. Once again, this is Jabril Salam. Welcome everyone to Indigenous Voices of People, Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss Native issues and we try to find solutions to our problems that plague Native people all across Federal Island, people on the reservations as well as people in the urban areas, in the city, in the country, throughout Turtle Island. Once again, I'll be your co-host tonight, Bill Salam, and our other host is Shmuel Gruha Money with Royal Heart Warrior Society, the free and independent Lakota. We'll start our show off tonight with prayer, and we'll end with a song. So, let's get started. Well, last week we had a pretty good show going. We had a big audience, a lot of call-in. So hopefully we have a bunch of people calling in tonight and expressing their views and concerns. Call in, folks. Share your knowledge. Share things concerning your reservations and things that's going on in Indian country. And we can see how we can improve our situation. Our call-in number is 657-383-1630. So we encourage all our listening audiences to call in and share their views, share their knowledge, and just get into some heavy discussions and what we could do to better our situation. We're in a very special time right now. We're in a time of crisis all across the nation. And a lot of things are going in a lot of different directions. Killings, a lot of shootings by the police, law officials. We have some being accountable. Most of the time, they let these people off. Give them what they call qualified immunity under color law, which is sparse. And everyone is accountable for his actions, whether he be a government employee, city employee, state employee, tribal employee. Every human being is accountable for his actions. It's qualified immunity that they talk about. It means covering each other in their clubs and their little associations under a false pretense. No one can escape the great mystery. No one can escape the creator. That's the great mystery of the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's pronounced in many different languages. In our Lakota language, it's in Wakantanka or Tankashina. In our Kalagi language, we say Ijuda. In our Adia, we say Allah. So many different pronunciations from so many different languages. And at this time, this being a great month, month where the Creator, he sent down revelations to the people. Last month being the month of decree, month of decree, or the month of Shaban, where they just send out the scrolls of who will be born this year, who will die this year, who will get increased in provision, who will get decreased in provision, so forth. This being the month of Ramadan, the month that the Holy Quran, the everlasting revelation of the Creator to man, is revealed. So, you people there don't know what I'm talking about. Take the time to pick up the Quran and read it. Read it with an open heart so that you may understand the message in it. And when you read it, with this open heart, you will understand. But this is not something that a man drafted or wrote. He may have printed or wrote the book, but did not write the words or the script. And when you read it yourself, you will find in it a guide. You will find in it an oral language and a history lesson of today and the days of old and ancient times. Beginning all the way to the present. So many scrolls, so many messages, so many, every culture has a story about one who came, who brought a good message, who brought about peace. And the Hadassah Nasrani, the Sixth Federation, the Six Nations Federation from the East Coast, the Onondaga, Cayuga, Mohawk, Seneca, these guys, they had a law of peace. At one time, they had a lot of disputes going on, a lot of back and forth with each other. And one was chosen by the Creator to come and to bring a revelation. And that revelation was the great law of peace, the peacemaker. When he brought this law of peace, he brought this, it was written on the waffle belt. This law of peace, if they were to break it, then they would fall into a very dark place. They would become disbelievers. They would become, they upheld this peace and stayed together as that Hadassah Nasrani, Six Nations Federation, and they would prosper. They would have their partners. And the Lakota teachings, we have the sacred pipe. In the Quran, you will find Surah Al-Dukhan about the smoke. So, idea of what that pipe is for. All the agreements we have made under that pipe were a sacred word. When you gave that word, when you smoked that pipe, you had to honor that word. Or something would happen to you. We fall into a bad situation. If we look at our country today, we call the United States of America. It's in despair, it's in disarray because of the people they made over that pipe, over the smoke. So many messages, so many prophets came, so many messages came. Some came to nations, some came to tribes. Some came to whole countries throughout the ages. The Quran was brought by Muhammad. He was chosen. Always someone is chosen to bring their message from the Creator. To show us to stand up straight, walk straight, talk straight, be honest, give an honest word. Be generous, be kind. Be respectful, honor the parents, honor the elders, and be merciful to the youth. And as we spoke before, the indigenous languages have no cursing. The indigenous languages have no lying. There's no deceit in the indigenous language. Why? Because they came originally from the Creator. All those indigenous languages throughout the world, there's no lying, there's no cursing. There's no corruption. But in all the creation stories, throughout the ages and all the communities, throughout all the walks of life, there's always the trickster, the deceiver, who whispers to the heart. Corrupt the heart. If the heart becomes corrupted, the whole thing becomes corrupted. The mind, the body, the spirit. So that corruption that we see every day. So we being the native people, like I spoke last week, and I said that the whole world is waiting for the indigenous man, the woman, to stand up, take their righteous position as an independent people. Once were, to lead the world out of darkness back onto the straight path. As you say, the red road. And that's honesty, truth, justice, mercy, generosity, wisdom. For la ilaha illallah, tiki hum. Say, there's none worthy of your praise but the Creator. Be successful. This praise means. So that sacred pipe, they have a very, very in-depth meaning. But most people don't know the meaning of that. Creator sent that. He sent it to the White Buffalo Craft one. There were two scouts who went out, looked for buffalo, and they came upon her. She came to bring a message, bring the sacred bundle for the people to walk in honor, live in honor. One of them had lust for her. He met that darkness. He met that. Because he met that fate of him falling off, him being destroyed. Why? Because his heart, his desire was wrong. It was for the wrong thing. It was the corruption from his heart. But the other one, he told him no. He humbled himself and he listened to the message and he took that back to the people. To this day, I witnessed my very own self, someone who made agreement, made the word, gave someone his word, agreement, and they smoked his pipe. Evidently, he was not sincere, because he made no attempt to keep that. What happened to him? He fell. Those who take the covenant, the laws coming up with the truth, and they turn back on that, they fall. This is true. This is the way of the Creator. This is the way of Mother Earth. The earth is a witness. Birds are a witness. The grass is a witness. The water is a witness. The clouds, the sun, all this creation, all the four-legged animals and the winged birds and those in the sea and the fish, they're all witness. What we do, because we, the human being, is the only one who has the limited free will and choice. If you choose not to go straight, you choose not to be honest, to be wise, to do things in the proper manner, you too will fall. You too will suffer. Look at our people here in America. What's happening? They are suffering. They are falling. There's no honor anymore. There's no truth to the words. Money won't solve your issues. You have to clean the heart. You have to have a connection to the Creator. You have to have a connection to Mother Earth. You can spit upon her and just do anything you want to do. Be abusive to Mother Earth and disrespectful. Disrespectful to the people. Disrespectful to the parents. Disrespectful to the elders. Mercilessly to the youth. These type of people, you see them. They take these guys and they abuse. They say, oh, it's my job. Oh, I was just doing my job. He can shine his spirit to them. Life is more than just eating and drinking and sleeping and coming and going. The people think that they were just put here just haphazardly. No. Everything has purpose. You have a purpose. You are important. You are valuable. Each and every person, each and every one. But if you do not fulfill this purpose, of what you were put here for. And you too will suffer in this life and in the spirit life. So I turn it over to my brother Chanuka Bluha Money to give you some more in-depth knowledge concerning these issues. Because we face these issues, we fight these issues daily in our home, in our work, in our travels. And we implore all our people to walk the right road, walk the straight road. And it starts with you, from your heart. It spread to your family, the circle, and the circle is continuous, it never ends. Starts from the center and it just spirals and spirals. So let's clean our home first so that we may help heal our people. Call in 657-383-1630. I turn it over to you, Chanuka.
Okay, I'm glad that we're back on the air. I don't know how much time we're going to have tonight, but the Indigenous Voices of People's radio show was gifted to us by our sister, you know, Leona Brando. You know, she's a great sister of ours and been in a struggle and advocating for human rights and people incarcerated and so forth. And I don't have to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did you open up with a prayer, brother?
No, I did.
All right. See, folks, that's where I go wrong sometimes because I don't like doing that. But since my brother opened up with a prayer, that acknowledges you guys and understanding to what we have. It's kind of like having an issue of compliances, and that's the result. So what my little brother was expressing to a majority of the people that tuned in tonight, there's been a lot of interesting things that were going on in Indian country. A lot of killings in white America, okay? And I'm saying that, folks, white America, in white America. A lot of killings, people of color. We've stressed this on a numerous occasions to outline some of the circumstances that our people are afraid to address. And, you know, these kind of investigative measures, it's kind of like a form of evaluation to address them. So when your body's already a healthy mechanism, the system tries to destroy it through any means necessary, whether it's pharmaceutical pills, over-the-counter pills and drugs. And, you know, that's what stimulates the body into wanting more of that addiction. So white supremacy, on the other hand, gives people that same kind of combining issue of existence because it wants to control you, kind of like how the Indian health services work under a 638 contract system that, you know, IHS, you know, produce and creates bylaws and submits to different, you know, issues of approval that tribal councils have to abide by or accept. And, you know, denounce it if it's not a routine as provided. These are all things that the federal government has imposed on tribal governments, no different than the rest of humanity. So as we move into tonight's show, I wanted to jump in on a real strong virtue of vocabulary, because in Indian country, you hear a lot of the people on the internet talk this, talk that. We're doing this, we're doing that. While in actual reality, folks, I disagree. Chanupa Gluha Money of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, better known as the Chante Tiza Okola Kichie, the Dog Soldier Society of Strong Heart, I disagree with all of you that are on the internet creating crap, talking crap, and eating crap. The reason for that, when you have a regular value, and I'm only using the English continent to describe what's already been transpired and to a perspective of how a white man, you know, constantly implement, you know, its colonial powers to neutralize your human rights through, you know, certain, you know, revenues of bills and collecting measures that create parties of resources that compared to a budget of how money's supposed to be spent These are the sicknesses that they take away from your ability to think about freedom and independence. And lo and behold, these issues are at risk now. I've said this in time and time again, that it doesn't matter if it's a Republican president or a Democratic president. They all constantly want to keep Americans and the people that vote American under the control mechanism of creating a profit gain without a financial loss. And that's where human rights and human resources that is supposed to have the status quo don't give that categorized, you know, priority to the level that keeps you open and free. Make sense, listening audience? Yes, it does. Just because it sounds like an Indian and looks like an Indian don't mean it's an Indian, folks. Don't ever forget that. So when we have these things that my little brother Jabril was contesting to you on the show tonight, we were collectively giving our dialogue, you know, to everyone that really want to receive the, you know, firsthand knowledge of what we live with in Indian country. And thanks to a majority of people that gave a lot of donations to our elders, you know, Alan and Barbara, you know, I want to thank them, Alan and Barbara, you know, Harmon, for giving, you know, numerous of, you know, new hide-a-beds and furnitures and TVs to our people, pots and pans, all brand new. This is what Strongheart does to serve their elders. Thanks to Jessica, Jeannie, all the people that's been, you know, out there serving and helping the indigenous communities here on Pine Ridge, Brother Jabril, Amin, Cleo, many others out there that really pay attention to what we're dealing with. Our people up in Montana, the Blackfeet people, you know, Jenny Many Hides, and, you know, our brothers and sisters in Lame Deer, and our sisters down in southern Oklahoma, our southern Cheyenne relatives, our brother, little brother, you know, Devin Oldman, you know, contributing what knowledge he had to the radio show. And the list goes on and on, you know. My little brother Bryce Inderwoods from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe up there in the Four Nations of, you know, the Lakotas, the Minikoju, the Ohinupa, the Itkazip Chola, and the Sihasapa. These four nations are where the sacred pipe bundle is supposed to be. And there are many others that I may not have mentioned, you know, tonight because of, you know, a lot of unhealthy circumstances. Grandma Etta, majority of them that, you know, Christine Benally, many others, Christine out there, Lame Deer, her mom, Johanna, you know, a lot of the brothers here, my little brother, Carlin Red Blanket, for the loss of, you know, Carlin Jr., you know, it's pretty sad for our part. We lose loved ones. And Tristan Johnson and his family, you know, Wendy, you know, his boy. These are the things, Blake, all the people, and most of all, folks, I thank the great mystery in Mother Earth and all the four-legged, and even our four-legged creatures we have in our homes, you know, my big dog, my chocks. People have birds, they have other, you know, four-legged and winged, you know, in their homes. These are blessings to keep us balanced within that supernatural power of what we have as a free and independent people. I acknowledge these things because I want people to get firsthand experience of what we go through every day in this unhealthy predicament that takes away the value of human rights because of the injustices. They just killed a, you know, 10-year-old Mashika brother down in Chicago. This young sister was shot to death. You know, I mean, this is what we've been talking about. Population control. The American race is population is declining, and the people of color start rising. And yet, even though these circumstances are going untold, They still got our little children, our boys and girls, our Mexica descendants from Mexico, locked in these little colonial prison camps. My God, white people, enough already, man. God, you guys are so evil, man. Man, if this message gets to you guys, the wrath of Christ that you believe in is upon you, white people. Man, you guys need to surrender to yourself. God, leave human beings alone, man. Damn, those children are crying on TV and you film it. That's all privilege to you, white people. And you guys, man, with guns and badges, man, protecting the rich to kill poor people. Enough, cops. People are going to start coming at you guys if you don't stop it, man. It's on the way, man, a brewing. It's out there. You can smell it in the air. The abuse, man. Can't you see what's happening, white man? God, you guys are devils in true form. I don't care what ethnic portion of an identity you white people come from. You are the devil, and you multiplied by interbreeding with other races. Man, that's sad but true. Man, if there's any evil copulation to that, you white people are it. And if that sounds racist and offensive, so be it. We indigenous people, we black people, we yellow people, we live in this sin that you created, white man. And we have pain, we cry, we have all of it lumped up in one sum. And yet we still stay away from you, white man. We still stay away from you. And you're the one, man, that needs to be held accountable. We believe in our own spiritual way of living. And all that stuff that you put in them Bibles and all that literature, they don't mean anything. Only to program people's heart and mind to control them. That's why America is a fear-based society that generates hatred and racism. Man, it just frustrates me. And I try to talk calm as best as I can. But, man, that knowledge of understanding keeps pushing more of the ethnic, you know, identity of what we live in and go through as a people struggling to remain free. It saddens me that you people turn Indians against Indians, blacks against blacks, the yellow man against yellow man. Man, you guys are evil. Ah, man, and now you white people are turning against each other. And I'm grateful. I am grateful that you're turning against your own people. I love it. Now you can experience the wrath that you've done to us three nations that done nothing to you. Finally came back on you, and it's only going to get worse. And I urge the people of color to continue to back up. Prices of food's going up. Gas is going up. Man, you white people are evil, man. If there is ever such a thing called the devil or diablo grotesque, as they say in, man, Latin and in French, that's you, white man. And that's not a heinous assault and attack on you guys, man. It's the crap you dish out and the crap you do every day from sunup to sundown. You still live in sin. And I'm glad that, man, the great mystery is punishing you. But he just doesn't punish you. He punishes the rest of us because we haven't had the urgency to stop you from all this evil and heinous corruption that you're doing to the rest of humanity and the nature of animals. God, you guys, man, need to wake up and see, man. The house is burning, folks. It's burning. Ain't nobody else going to fix it. Until you encourage that white man and you talk to that white man. And you people that claim to talk white man's language, time for you to turn that language back on him. You want to get mad, you want to blame, you want to condemn. Okay, that white man is sitting in front of you. He's got establishments all over, every state, every county, every town, every reservation. Blame him. You want to discharge your anger. Your compassion, your love, your hatred, give it back to that man instead of doing it to each other. That's the failure in every black community and red community and yellow community in this country of ours known as Turtle Island. We become a wretched refuge because we're failing our own purpose of value of life and love. And it's our fault, people. We keep bringing him into the Sundance. We keep bringing him into the sweat lodge. We keep bringing him into the powwow circles. We keep bringing him into every gathering and give him a pipe, a feather, or spiritual ornament. You're doing that, folks. You're doing that. And that's a heinous heinous assault on tradition. Man, if there ever was a minded people with heart, and I mean a minded people with heart, it's the people that are returning to the happy hunting grounds. One day we're all going to get there, but we have to prepare a pathway for the generation that's right here and that is coming. So they don't have to get abused. They don't have to get killed. They don't have to be sexually molested by the white race. All of this heinous stuff that goes on in America was created by the white race when they arrived here in 1492. Don't forget, it was Pope Nicholas V that set Christopher Columbus and all his voyages out there. If people could not submit to the Holy Roman Catholic version of way of life and religion and education, kill them. Kill them. That was the message. And they have done that out in the East Coast in Turtle Island. My people from Maine to Florida are no more. And you go inward to the states of Michigan, Illinois, and all them other tribes that once lived there freely in the paradise that is theirs are no more. You did that, white man. How do you put my people back there? We got pain. We suffer. We cry. We got knowledge. You're to blame. We can't blame ourselves. You did it, white man. You've been turning everybody against each other. Now, we're giving you the message of truth. Leave people alone. Enough already, white man. Go home. Go back to your own country. You are the one that is from across the water. You're from there. Go home, white man. Leave the people of color alone. You will see that the native people, the black people, and the Asian people never dropped the atomic bomb on your own. Take a look at history. See where it's recorded that those three colors of man dropped a bomb on you, wiped your people out, forced their way of life upon you. Now it's you guys doing this stuff because of your evil behavior. Ah, man, you guys are inhuman. And as I said earlier in this conversation, in this news broadcasting, in this radio broadcasting, man, this white race, man, has to be dealt with according to his own level. And that's why I urge the people of color, back away from him. Let that guy kill himself, because that's where he's headed. God, man, the spiritual awakening came here back in 2013, and it's already 7 years old. And yet, scores of our people can't pick it up. I'm angry today, man, because the sad thing is our people are dying. Our people are getting abused. And the more of these happenings are going on every day, but you don't want to talk about it. You want to talk soft. You want to talk calmly. You want to try to pasteurize the issue. You don't really want to blame them. And then when you do get in and start talking, you're talking to the wrong people. The white race is the one at fault here, folks. That guy is so heinous, man, he teaches you to do the same thing. And you go for it, you support it, and you love it. Ah, man, enough said off my heart and my brain, man. I'm just so angry with this stuff. I've seen things happen in the past few weeks, going after donations and food and bringing them back. Thanks to my Strongheart Dog Soldiers, Charlie, Carlin, Dwayne, all of them, man, Larry, Adrian, all these guys, you know. Erna, all the sisters in them, man, for stepping up and serving our people. Wow, Wopila Tanka to all of you, man. And your grandmas that received gifts from us and from the people that donated, those are yours, man. The white man owe us. Remember, we don't owe him nothing. That white man is a hateful piece of work, and you people keep supporting him. And thanks to you damn half-breeds, you half-breeds, man, are the melting pot of why foreign policies will never work in Indian country. And I rest my case on that because, you know, if people have questions that they want to acknowledge and sincerely share with an open heart, we'll turn this radio show back over to you, the people, because we're coming up to the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. And I apologize to all you listening audiences that felt that you might felt threatened or you might thought that I blamed you. And that blame part, I'm going to say that I did because I own up to my actions and my responsibility because you know what you're doing in your home and in your reservation and your territory. You keep allowing that white man to come in. You keep giving him feathers and sweat lodge. And you got all them people like Dave Swallow, James Franco, Wendell Yellow Bull, Pete Swiftbird, Chase Ionite, they all play an Indian out there in the name of you. And you are doing nothing to say anything, man, critical about that, man. The hypocrisy is vested in your hand, and it's up to you to do something with it. I will it back to you, little brother Jabril. I'm just a little upset, man, with the things that I've saw for the past few days. Back to you, any listening audience.
Okay. Well, thank you for that understanding. Our listening audience, please call in and engage us at 657-383-1630. We need you to call in and share your knowledge, share your experience, discuss what's going on in Indian country so that we may find solutions to a lot of these crises that's going on nowadays across Indian country. We need our people to step forward and express these views because we must find solutions to these crises, because the people who are actually supposed to be in charge, they're not upholding the responsibility in which is given to them. If they don't step up and do the right thing, we have to step up and take charge to self-determination and independence. We too will show them how it's to be done. I'll turn it back over to you. Tanuka, can you expound on independence and self-determination a little bit more? Give a little in-depth understanding.
Yes, I would love to expand and amplify on them two subjects. First of all, independence is like the snow coming down here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Folks, we got snow again. Good thing, man, our men and women and all the strong heart dog soldiers, Sheldon and everybody, you know, Erna, all of them stepped up to help our elders split wood and get them ready because these storms are changing. But these are spiritual cleansings that are giving the earth ability to think free. The independence has always been here, folks, and I'm going to tell you why. Go look at the trees wherever you reside in whatever state. And then also walk upon the earth where the trees are at. You will see the earth and the trees are still independent. They still give you shelter. They give you love. They give you a life. They most definitely give you the breath of themselves to help you remain in balance. Independence will never leave us. And it's always going to be here, but it's up to you to use your heart willingly in picking it up. Freedom, on the other hand, it's yours. You were born with it. You were born with freedom. The problem is you've been contaminated by white philosophical standards of white think, white supremacy, white injustice, white hatred, white think again. You neutralized your connection of being free to pick up all the independent structure that's yours. Those are the two basic concepts and the principles that we have. Look, the great mystery. We believe in this from ancient times and practices of time immemorial teaching from our ancestors, grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, and otherwise. And they gave us a unique value of being inclined to it. The snow falling down in April today, okay? Right now as I'm talking to you, it's snowing. The snow is coming down. That's independent. That's freedom. It can do that. Well, we did that too. Wherever the buffalo went, we followed. Wherever the elk went, we followed. Those are the circumstances. And remember, again, folks, I use this English terminology to express it because the majority of you have forgotten and had your language brutally removed. And that white man is the one who did that in the name of the Holy Roman Catholic religion and way of life. He did that in that name, thanks to the Nicholas, you know, Pope Nicholas V. He did that. And Christopher Columbus and all that, man. People talk about, oh, the discovery of this. No. So I'm not going to get off that subject of it. When you believe in the mechanisms, and I'm only using that term, when you look at them things and understand what independence is, it's right in front of you, folks. The problem is, it's so free that you don't want it. You're scared of it, so you run back to your house. Got to open it up and get back in and shut the door. You do that to captivate and cultivate yourself and incarcerate yourself. No different than man putting people in isolation behind chains, fences, brick buildings, and lock them up and use artificial air, artificial light, bleach their skin, trying to make you white. I mean, think about it. Take a look at that white race and ask that white man if he understands freedom and independence. That white man will talk you to death in that name. And that's what he's doing today. But when the snows come down, the rain comes down, the sun shines, that's the freedom of independence. And the Earth Mother and the great mystery above you gave you that freely and independently. And that's how you make a long story short, by answering them questions that my little brother brought out in the subject matter of being free. So as I interpret this way, to give it a few more minutes to bless itself, as we open up to more people that are calling in, and if they are calling in, you need to take the show over to start talking, folks. That's how you make long stories short. I think today I'm not going to answer that. Maybe I'll answer it tomorrow when we come back to the radio show. Maybe if we still have enough time. But I'm turning it back to you guys. And I think I answered your question as best as I could, little brother. Back to you.
All right. Well, great. Appreciate that explanation. And the other part I wanted to bring out that goes right along with that independence is a process by which the country determines its own statehood, forms its own alliances and government, and the changes cannot be made until the country's right of self-determination is recognized. That key word there is self-determination. So with independence, on one side of the coin, the back side of that coin is self-determination. And this is good. You must be. This is what you must have in order to be independent. Make that self-determination. And as our brother stated earlier, this is a fear-based society. Every year, it's the new boogeyman. You know, it's either the terrorists are coming, the sky's falling, the clock won't stop, the Y2K, the computer's gonna crash. The coronavirus is coming. Every year it's a new platform of fear, scare tactics. Why do they constantly kill and maim the young people? Because they are afraid of the young people, so they want to try to put fear in them. But it's not working. When it's going to backfire, and if these people are going to push them into a self-determination status, and the young people are going to stand up and fight back. And so we as the elders, as the older people, we want to get this message out to you people to assert your independence. You were free when you were born. But if you're comfortable in your captivity, then keep sitting on the couch with your remote. Keep doing, go along with the program. Let them kill your children and your grandchildren. Miss a payment on your house and they throw you out in the street. this is a society in which you've become comfortable in. This is not freedom. This is called slavery. If you have a right to self-determination, to independence, you can still participate in the state activities because you, the people, are the power, not the people that you hired to do the job. It's just workers that support. And those officers who you keep letting get away with all these heinous crimes against humanity and taking away the people's rights, even with their corporate security. As I stated earlier in the show, under color of law, the falsehood is a farce. No different than the security guard at the Walmart store. So look these things up. Do some study on your own. Don't take my word. Do your own research. Don't take Chinooka's word. Do your own research. You'll find that we're telling you the truth. But if you don't like truth, then keep riding and living on the lie. Because everything they're giving you is a lie. All lies. Freedom, independence, and self-determination is the right of every human being. That's why there is a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which all of the nations of the world have signed and agreed upon. Independence and self-determination is your right. Civil and political rights is your right. That's why there is a Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. All people of color are an indigenous people from some nation, some community, some parent. Whatever you call yourself or whatever, or however you identify, you are an indigenous people. So those rights mean nothing if you don't exist them, if you don't stand on them. If you want to be their citizen slave, you're comfortable in your captivity, then stay where you are. If you want to be free and independent, do your research. Stand up and be counted. Raise your voice. Be heard. Words are spoken, listened, written. Then they call spelling is an evil thing. They're casting spells upon you to keep you stupid. Keep you in ignorance. Ignorance meaning not knowing. So what are they doing to the children in this indoctrinating school they call education? This is not education, it's indoctrination. Any of you who ever went to college and graduated or been to a graduation, you will know exactly what I'm saying. At the end of your study and you graduate, you walk across the stage, they get all these different color robes, the alumni, which also means nothing. And they tell you, you're not going to use this. We only wanted you to think this way. So they indoctrinated your mind to think that way. To take you away from your freedom and independence, not to be a free thinker. Wake up, folks. Time for the people to wake up. Free your children. Free your grandchildren. Otherwise, they too will be slaves to the colonial machine. Turn it over to the people. If anybody wants to call in or share knowledge or information, 657-383-1630. 657-383-1630. Please call in and engage in the conversation. Yeah, we use strong words, strong language, but it's not directed towards you as an assault. It's directed to our people as an appeal, a strong appeal, to wake up, come out of this dormancy, come out of this sleep that we're in, and stand up, voice yourself, be heard, stand together, save your children. They have this vaccination thing going on. They're pushing vaccine. Even though the United States has lost a lawsuit, CDC, World Health Organization, all these other organizations, all these drug companies, they were all named in this lawsuit against the United States by Dr. Philip Jr. and Dale Bigtree and many others who located where the White House is the one who sent them on a mission to investigate these companies, because they're supposed to report to Congress biannually every other year of safety of the existing vaccines and their upgrades. Well, for the last 32 years, there's been no accountability. There's been no report to the Congress. And when these attorneys FOIA'd the people, Freedom of Information Act, they gave no response. And when they served them with the lawsuit, they gave no response. So what does that tell you, folks? It's all fraud. Mike Pompeo, he stood there and said on national TV that this is a live military exercise. Now everybody's running down there to get a shot. Then they're getting blood clots, brain bleeding, dropping dead, getting sick. So people have been programmed, indoctrinated to believe whatever comes across the news channel, whatever comes on that TV, television. Listen to what you're saying, folks. TV, television, television. Another spell cast upon you. If you go for it, you lose.
You know, if I can ascertain a question here on this show here before people come on and stuff, you know, one of the things that you all need to understand, okay, at one time we were babies. We cried. We shared different, you know, intellectual, you know, pieces of our value together from mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, and brothers and sisters, okay? And as being that young child, okay, they teased us, they did things that maybe they weren't meant to do it, but they did it anyway because they adapted colonial powers and colonial practice. But one of the things they did not say to us when we were babies, okay, folks? They did not say no to us. They did not say no to their own people. And a lot of us were raised under that measure between that. I mean, I'll give you a good example as I turn it back to you. Lifting up a hot water heater with my brother, Daryl Nohart, is unbelievable for most people to even consume or understand. Daryl is my mom's birthday brother or nephew, I should say, because Daryl Nohart, my grandson, baby Fabian, my daughter, Fiona, and my mother all have April 20th as their birthday. So me loving my mother so much brought me in contact with my brother Daryl, my daughter, and my grandson. And how much I love my mom? I have two of my own siblings, my grandson included, that were born on my mom's month and the day, which was April 20th. And both of my girls, Fiona and Duana, are born in April. Man, how remarkable is that? And then having a grandson being born on, you know, April 20th, my grandboy, baby Fabian. These are things that we still have as a free people and an independent people, folks. And so I throw that back to all of you to open up. And why you guys ain't getting on the phone tonight? Man, you all talk at home. You're screaming. You're shouting. You're complaining. But lashing out to the white race, because you know you're not doing it out there. The white race is incarcerating people. They're stripping families. They're killing people. But yet you're doing nothing to blame them. And you won't blame your own for picking up the white way of life, man. Come on, folks. Engage in tonight's conversation. Engage. Do something. Indigenous people, that's why the radio show is called the Indigenous Voices of People. This is your voice. This is your radio station to engage in what your heart feels. Back to you all and to you, little brother.
All right. Appreciate that, sharing that with us. We don't have very many callers tonight. some people called and their calls dropped out for whatever reason. Maybe people are busy tonight.
No, they're not busy. It's Friday night. They're not busy. They just don't want to do nothing. But they sure do want to talk and complain and fight you and say something against you when you're actually doing something. That's the problem, man. Y'all become like white people now. Well, okay, if that's the case, we'll carry it on. Long time ago, a song was given to the people from the water, okay? And this song was given to the people from the water because the people, man, were using the water to cleanse themselves, right? And so while this group of people, meaning tribal or, you know, the nation of people went to sip on water, all the animals came to them too. And they looked at these two-legged beings. They knew that they were relatives to them because everything's related through the blood of water. And so this song was given to them. And this song went like this. Minikile washtokila koyo. Minikile washtokila koyo. Doha minikile. Oh, ya pi pa pi te che. Washtokila koyo. Minikile washtokila koyo. Minikile washtokila koyo. Oh, ya te kilechus eptala holy kielo. Even songs like that the water gave us the song from. Okay, our people don't know those things anymore. They really want to talk like, man, they know everything. Okay, well, show me. Show me that you're connected with the great mystery and Mother Earth and all the winged and the four-legged creatures, and I'll shut up. Show me you're still connected with your people where you're not doing drugs or alcohol or sociological deformatories to neutralize what they're trying to teach you from a heart's point of view. You show me where you're doing that, folks, I'll shut up. I'll follow you. I'll let you be the leader. But until then, prove me wrong. Brother Jabril, you're like, whoa.
It's like we live in a fast-paced world. They call it the industrial age. Myself, you know me, you know, brother, you know me real well. You know, I try to stay grounded. Try not to engage in too much so I keep my balance. You know, I try to stay close to Earth, stay close to the Creator, stay prayer. What we call it, victim. Remember, it says the Creator, you know, so people are lost. Most of the people are lost. Like you say, they don't notice the song of the water, song of the wind, song of the trees. Very few people even sit out and listen to the trees anymore. All the trees sing a song. And all the leaves are on the trees, they sing one tune. When the leaves are off of the trees, they sing a different tune. When the water run down the stream, they sing a song. And beat up against the shoreline, sing a song. Most of the people have lost these things. Not even discussed anymore. All they sing about now is, oh, baby, 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 how much I love seeing the ladies. I get an AK-47, I'm going to kill somebody. I got more money than, you know. What's the nonsense? We appreciate the this type of song, bro, because a lot of people have lost the connection to things, you know, the true essence of things. That's the sad case. Yeah, but I mean, some people perish for lack of knowledge. But the people don't seek knowledge anymore. When the Creator said, seek knowledge. One wise man once said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And so, and most of the people, they don't want to seek knowledge anymore. They don't want to express these things anymore. It's just, I don't know, they call into that industrial age, a fast pace, or whatever thrown at them, they pick it up and run with it. Most of the people are lost. The hearts of people are, have been corrupted. Corrupted in a bad way, not corrupted in a good way. When we speak of corruption, we're talking about good things, wholesome things. But there's also that corruption in a bad way. Not good, not wholesome. Like eating garbage food. I got a young man we were talking to earlier today. He's got very bad health issues, but it's very easy for him to fix it. Let's just go back to eating the natural stuff, eating the things that grow from the earth instead of eating all this stuff out of the package, can, and the box, and the jar. It's that into the point that he's at. So we got to go back to the things which is true, which is best for us. Like the elder told me in the vision quest, in the dream. One of your brothers, tell them to go back to the old way, the living way. Who knows the Christian creator? This is our original way. And that's why they wanted to destroy our languages. Because they don't want you to have truth, and honesty, upstopty, wisdom. So it's a struggle for us to maintain that balance. I'm grateful for the brothers that I have, for the mother and grandmother, and I'm from Oakland, that is, and the best of them, that they saw this honorable way. And we too want to pass that on to our young, our children, our grandchildren. Because we all on the road, like we bury our young ones, we bury our old ones, we all on that road to go back to our community. Go to that happy hunting ground. Some people ain't going to make it. They're going to wind up in that condemned place. If not, I know. It's in hell, yeah. But if you don't do right by the creation, you obey the creator, you do right by Mother Earth, you do right by the animals, what's gonna happen? Gonna get away with it? Hell no. Holy wait. Gonna be held accountable. But man is so stupid to think that he can get away with heinous behavior, yet he wanna hold people accountable with his video camera and his writing this and writing that and tracking this and that. When you think the one that feed every creature, microscopic creatures, creatures bigger than you, everything, it doesn't just haphazardly happen. Creator hears all, knows all, sees all. You can't escape. You might escape me. I might not have saw you. I might not have been able to hold you. But great mystery, you will never escape from that. You will get an account. You will be very accountable. But of course, if we catch you, we're going to hold you accountable too. So my people, engage. Independence. Self-determination. True freedom is a clean heart. A clean spirit. It's honesty. Truth. Justice, fairness, and balance. I turn it back over to you.
You know, that's really remarkably said in the sense of being calm. You know, over the years, my grandfather told me a lot of stuff from ancient times. And as we continue on to share what's going on in Indian country, we see the things that don't really happen from the point of view of the way things happen to do. So, Jabril, I'm going to let you handle the show. I'm going to get off because I got a lot of stuff in my heart, and then I got to get a lot of these donations then delivered and taken care of and so forth. So I'm going to will it back to you and the people and close it off with the song In Your Best of Your Heart's Ability. let it be known that, man, the indigenous love you have in your heart has to be shared from your point of view as the Salagi people. I honor you with that tonight. Folks, hey, I'll see you guys all and hear with you guys all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Love all. Good evening. Much love to y'all because we're down at the bottom of the hour of 6:30, and I look forward to hearing from you guys tomorrow on a stronger and more brighter note. Y'all take care and have a great rest of the evening. Okay, woke up, hunky, see ya.
Well, folks, since this is New High Money, the Business Voice of the People, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We've got about 5 minutes left in our show. We're going to close our show tonight with a song. And I hope that our message tonight has will reach the people with a good sound message. I hope it will reach you with love and understanding, and that you will benefit from it. But once again, like I stated earlier in the show, according to the lunar calendar, this month is a great month, broken into three parts. 10 days, 10 days, and 10 days, 30 days in this month. First 10 days in this month is 10 days of mercy. Creator's mercy upon the people to make the effort to get close to the Creator. It is a month of fasting, a month of restraint, called it Ramadan. In the traditions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Ramadan, you fast for these 30 days. You eat only in the night, in the early hours, in the dawn. And before the sun comes up, you don't eat a drink for the rest of the day. And you curb your desires such as no cursing, no patience with the wife, any bad habits you may have, you curb those bad habits. And in this month, the reward that the Creator gives to the people is multiplied by 70. Some say by 700. So in the first 10 days of this month, we send a special mercy upon the people. And in the second 10 days of this month, we give forgiveness to the people. In the last 10 days of this month is emancipation from the fire. Fire within yourself. We all have this anger. We all have this fire of our own mouth and desires. And then emancipation also from that fire in the afterworld, the spirit world, where one may have to be cleansed according to how he lived in this world. But this is the proving ground, folks. How you live this life, and how you treat others, and how you respect things and handle yourself, your character in this world. When you go before that Creator, you have to give some account how you live. So this month is a great month. We implore all the people to research this thing and learn what this is about. We're down to 2 minutes into the show. We don't have very many callers tonight, but we're going to end this show with a song. And the song that we're going to end it with is a very beautiful song. Tashela, Tashela, Oyo, Tashela, Mani wani wati elo, wati elo, wati elo. Naka shela, buke malayo. that song is Great Spirit, please forgive me for what I have done. It must be out here. Have mercy upon me. Help my people. We say goodnight, folks. And this has been Indigenous Voices of the People. Join us tomorrow at the same time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Whoop the nuts off. Good night. I hope. Good night. Peace. Peace on all the people.